right, all we're going to do is all we're going to do is read one verse, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your precious word and encourage us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. One writer wrote seven things about that verse, and we will look at that and add on to it. Genesis 1 and 2 is the beginning of the world and the human race. We said this morning, chapter 1 is 6 days of creation. Chapter 2, 1 through 3 is the seventh day of rest. And then chapter 2, 4 through 25 is the sixth day examined more closely. When you examine the sixth day, you find very clearly a creation of the man, a creation of the Garden of Eden and man placed into that garden, and you find the creation of the woman and joined to the man in marriage. So we want to look at, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And I want to just mention seven truths just from that one verse. The first one is that God exists. God does not bother to defend himself. He does not bother to explain himself. He does not bother to prove himself. He's God. Why, the man says, I don't believe in God. Well, so what? It don't bother God at all. He's God. He doesn't have to defend himself. And in the beginning, there was God. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The Bible doesn't scientifically try to prove God. It just simply starts out saying, God made the world. Secondly, God existed before there was a universe and will exist after the universe perishes. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Hebrews 1 says, and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. God exists outside of his creation. He is the creator, and therefore he's existed before. He will exist long after it. I oftentimes, sometimes, if I want to produce a little humility, I think of God as always having been. And since in our minds, we always started somewhere, I had to try to go back and back and back and back. Okay, as if I can find a place before God. No, God has always been. And that ought to humble you a little bit. God is the main character in the Bible. He is the one the Bible is. He is the subject of the first sentence in the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He is the subject. He is the author, the subject, and the revealer of what is in the Bible. The Bible is about God. Period. Now, that doesn't mean it's not about other things, but it's about God. The Bible is not a social work book where we can find good little deeds in it that the world says, oh, this is something we ought to do. That's not what the Bible's about. The Bible's not a positive thinking book. There are those who use the Bible to promote positive thinking. There's nothing wrong with positive thinking. Positive thinking is good, but that's not what the Bible is about. The Bible is about God. And God revealing himself so that you and I can have a relationship with him. It is about God from the beginning to the end. And we are simply those who have been brought into relationships with him. Fourthly, God has done what no other human being has done. He has created the world. The verb create never has a human being as the subject. The verb that is used when the beginning God created never has a human being, because you and I don't create anything. God created the world out of nothing. You and I invent things and build things, but we use pre-existing materials. God didn't go to his warehouse and say, well, let me see if I can find something to build the world with. No, he created it out of nothing. God alone is the creator. God alone is the creator. Well, I know that, but think about that a minute. There's no other creator. He is the creator. You and I exist because God created us. You and I exist in a world because God created that world. God reveals himself in the first verse. And what's interesting, this is very interesting, the Hebrew word for God, Elohim, is plural, hinting at God as a trinity of three persons. Now, it doesn't say that outright, and the Bible never used the word trinity. But that's what the Bible is talking about. But it's always in the plural. What's interesting is the verb form of which God is the subject is always singular. The word God is in the plural, implying more than one person. But the verb form in which God acts is always singular, meaning simply this. This hints at the Trinity and that God is one God. God is the one God who exists in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And God made sure that even in the language itself, knowing who he is, revealed himself in that way, plural and singular. He is one God, but he exists in three persons. God alone is the creator of the heaven and earth. The word create that is used all the way through the first chapter when it says God created, it means to create out of nothing. Now, I don't know how many of you can create something out of nothing. When we create, we use material. But God created it out of nothing. God simply was God. Always been, and when he spoke and created, he brought into existence that which was not in existence before. God does not use pre-existing material, but calls matter into being out of nothing. Think about that for a moment. Before there was a creation, there was nothing except God. And when God called into being light, when God called into being the world, when God called into being all that he did and the animals, he did it out of nothing. He just simply brought it into existence. He is the creator. Remember what Revelation says, that one of the things we will praise God for? We will praise God in eternity because he is the creator. He's the one who made us. And we were made for his purpose and his pleasure. He is the creator. Psalms 33:6 says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He's the one who made him. Lastly, God is not dependent on the universe, but the universe is dependent on God. You see this right here? This is outside of me. I'm the one can turn it on and turn it off. I'm the one that's in control of this. I don't need this at all. But this thing needs me. Well, God exists outside of his universe. I like to oftentimes think of God as you and I looking down at a fishbowl. And we exist outside of that, and we're within the earth. God is the eternal God that doesn't need the universe. But the universe needs God. Bible says in Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. He says the same thing in Colossians, that it is God, it is Christ, who holds it all together. One of the most amazing things, we're flying through space. To you and I, we're sitting still, but the earth and the sun, we're flying through space. And what holds it all together? It's God who holds it all together. The universe is outside of him, and God holds it all together, and he does not need the universe. He created the universe, and he created you and I for his pleasure and for his purposes and for his will. So one of the things you and I ought to do is every so often we ought to just thank God for creating the world we live in and thank God for creating us. Do you know that I can look around at all of y'all and I know your names? Well, maybe sometimes I do. You all look different. On Sunday morning, had about 100. And you know what amazes me? Everybody looks different. How is that possible? There's only so many things on a face. And how do you make that different? God. God made you the way you are. He made the world in which you live in. He made you, and you and I are dependent on God. The whole universe is dependent on God. He doesn't need us. He exists outside of it. So when you pray, just remember, you're praying to the God that's above all things. When the Bible speaks of heaven, it always speaks of up, meaning God is above all things. He exists outside of all things, and he chooses to interact and have a relationship with us. When you pray tonight, if all of us were to say, let's pray tonight at 8 o'clock together in our homes, did you know that God can hear every single one of us? He goes, oh, excuse me, Tim, I'm talking to so-and-so. He can hear all of us. He can communicate with all of us individually while at the same time he's communicating with the entire world. He's God. You and I are just human beings. My very life, your very life, is dependent on God. If God says, that's it. Life is gone. So in life, there are two things happening. Either God is getting bigger, and you and I are becoming more humble and dependent on him, or either God is getting lower, and we're getting bigger. I think that's what's happened to the world. They're getting bigger. And God is just, well, he's nothing. But God is the great eternal creator. And I know it, and you know it, and it makes no difference to me if somebody doesn't believe it. I don't care one bit. Because I said this morning, you're stuck in God's world. Any of you ever tried to live outside of time? Who created time? God. How about next week you just don't live in time? Well, maybe some of you retired might not live in time, but you still have to live within the clock. Next Sunday we'll have church at 11 o'clock because there's nothing we can do. We can't just say, I know what, I'll float above and I'll exist outside of time. You can't. Because it's the world God made. When I go home, I'm stuck at my house. Not necessarily stuck, but I'm there. I may try to go out in my bedroom by the wall, but I can't. If I do, I'm going to bang my head over and over and over and over and over. That's what a lot of people are doing. They're trying to live outside of God's world, and that's why they're banging their head so much. God's world is made a certain way because he's the creator. And he says, I made it for your pleasure and for your enjoyment, so that I have a relationship with you. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight and we thank you so much that you alone are the creator. You alone exist above all things and we honor you. Not only that, Lord, but you are our Savior. You alone are our Savior. There's no one else who saves us. We will not pull ourselves up by our good deeds. It is only through the Lord Jesus Christ, because that is your plan. And we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.